Good morning, brother. I missed a hot fellowship. I know it was hot. I had parent-teacher conferences with Mackay's teachers back to back. And, it was such a blessing. His teachers basically raved about him and his character. He pays attention, he asks questions, he helps others. One of the teachers said if I could just clone him for and have a whole class full of Makais, that's what she would do. So, it's hard to to be humble, but I'm just so blessed by hearing that, his dad and I, sending him out in the world and people are seeing his light. He's a product of an environment, of a home, of people who love God, and a mom whose heart is for God, and the world sees that, that light in him. And so I'm just blessed. It was such a, like, his dad and I were really on a high yesterday. And then we had to kind of, come down to reality and realize that, it's not over. We, as his parents, need to continue to just communicate and, love each other, respect each other, because, we're his foundation. And for me personally, I'm really, encouraged now more than ever to go to God about him and bring him to the Father, because he is the Father's. He, our children belong to God. There comes a point where we send them out into the world and they stand on their own two feet, but hopefully that they stand on the foundation of a faith, of a life filled with faith in God, believing God, and standing for God and representing God. And on that end, I personally feel like we've got some more work to do, me, God, and his dad. Not to drill it in him, but to just live that life before him, that he might see the glory of God in our home and replicate that for himself. And really to tie that into what was on my heart yesterday that I didn't get to share, which was that, how important it is to be connected in the right place to receive that right doctrine. I mean, it's, there definitely was a foundation built before I, came to your fellowship and hearing that right doctrine. And along the way, there are different places where I connected that had a version of it. But at this point where I am today, I'm just blessed to be where I'm connected. Not to discount my walk before, because it was always, with a heart for God and seeking God. But, like you said to me yesterday, either there was an understanding of it, or it was just wrong, right? And so I think, humbly speaking, because that's another thing God is showing me, how important it is to stay meek and humble before God, because and in the face of man, because it's the meekness and the humility that allows for us to really be in his presence, with a result of peace and understanding and stillness. Like, those things go together. Meekness, humility, trusting and faith, and a stillness in his presence, so that, we're connected and we're receiving and we're led. We're led by that Holy Spirit that lives in the heart and and lives in the believer, God in Christ in us. And it's that Holy Spirit that once we're walking and we're submitting, that brings us to that place of right doctrine, and really just walking like the believers did in the book of Acts. Simple. You hear the word, you receive it, and then you act on it. You speak those heavenly words with boldness and with the pureness and the meekness. And the power is in the word, in the believing, the faith and the love, and then the speaking. So in the speaking those heavenly words, those rhema words, the words that proceeds out of the mouth of believers is from God. And, you know, like Danny said, it changes the energy. This, whatever is going on in the situation or in your immediate environment, once you start speaking those heavenly words, those that need to hear it, the void and the lack in others spiritually, our words fill that void and lack and negate anything that the enemy is trying to deceive or build or block or break anything. Those words that come from God with the conduit of a meek, humble heart, believing in God and walking in love, that combination is where those words come from God, that are led by His Spirit, and they change any situation. Sometimes quickly and sometimes slowly. We have to, you know, endure. Sometimes there's there's some long suffering that may happen where we have to be patient, you know, and we ask God for patience and He gives it to us. And as we wait, we're just still and we rest in Him. Either way, whether it happens right away, whether it happens at the right time, it's God's time, and we just walk with Him. You know, we are co-laborers. You know, while we wait, waiting for manifestations of what we speak to come forth in this realm, in this natural realm, we rest in Him. And in the resting is where we can practice what we're learning, you know, speaking those words continually. You know, we don't stop. We don't just say it once. No, we keep speaking them, not in vain repetitions, but as we're led by the Spirit. We confess that we've received, you know, we keep speaking. And while we walk, we rest, we speak in tongues, you know, we honor God with our first fruit. There are things that we do while we wait for the manifestations of you know, prayers, of desires, of God leading us into situations. You know, there's plenty to do while we rest and wait for the manifestations of those things that we call that you know, that we can't see, but we know are there. You know, speak those things that be not as though they were. You know, we're waiting. We are waiting for that. And in the waiting, we rest in God. We move with God. We walk with God. We stay with God. We do everything with God, you know. And, you know, it's just a blessed life to live. And when we do see the results, when we do see the fruit, we give all glory to God. You know, it is He who worketh in us to will and to do His good pleasure. It's that precious, you know, the excellency that is in us working, you know, through us. It comes through in us, through us, and then out into the world. And when we see those manifestations come of what we believe for, when we see God working, when we see the fruit, we give Him the glory and the praise, because it is there that unbelievers can see the testimony of our faith, right? And they can come now and be delivered and ministered. They're attracted to the light. They're attracted to the signs, miracles, and wonders. They're attracted to the God working in us. And it's then that those who are living in darkness can be translated, you know, into the kingdom of light by the fruit of our believing, you know. And going back, it's where you're connected. If you're not seeing fruit, then you gotta find a place to connect where there's fruit. And for me, I'm connecting here in this fellowship with Kim and with Lawrence and other believers that are hearing this doctrine and are acting on it and seeing the fruit. And not to say fruit is not happening anywhere else. I don't know where else, what's going on anywhere else. It doesn't really matter. I just know that where I am, I'm seeing fruit. And it's not overnight. It's not, you know, drastic things, but it's happening slowly. You know, my family is coming to know God, you know, in a deeper way. I've been praying for this for years, on and off, but steadily here where I'm connected and I'm seeing the fruit as I'm doing what I'm encouraged to do, which is speak in tongues, pray for laborers, connect with one believer, connect with one believer who's doing the same things, which is encouraging us to go to God first and foremost, speak in tongues, pray for laborers, and honor God with your first fruit, and to love, you know, to walk in love, you know, seeing the fruits of the Spirit in the lives of the people that we're connecting with. That also too is encouraging, you know, to be humble, to be meek, to you know, have faith and believe and walk in love and just exuding that power of God in us. And so, you know, that's what's on my heart. I didn't get to share much yesterday because I had to sign off, but I wanted to share that because it was just bubbling into me yesterday and I had to sign off, but I wanted to add, I'm so blessed. Gonna have a great weekend. Just staying with God, you know, nothing planned, but just really walking with God, staying with God, staying peaceful in my heart, and just giving him all the glory and praise. And so that's it. Love you, Lord. Bye.